This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For 13 years, one of Sonoma County's smallest publications has been quietly delivering writers' personal stories, moments of reflection, questioning, truth, and self-recognition from an otherwise unremarkable home in Petaluma. Publisher Susan Bono calls her twice-a-year literary magazine, Tiny Lights, a journal of personal narrative.
Tiny Lights is a forum for true stories. Stories in which the narrator experiences a shift in perspective, because that's happening to us all the time. That's what kind of connects us as human beings, I think. And so Tiny Lights is a place for stories like that.
During the years Bono has been publishing Tiny Lights, there's been a noticeable increase in the prevalence and popularity of memoirs in American bookstores. But surprisingly, she says that has not translated into increased competition for her small magazine.
I'm surprised at how few literary magazines are devoted to personal essay and memoir. The majority of them still seem to focus on short story and poetry with some personal essay or memoir thrown in. So at this point, I do seem to have the field not to myself, but I'm not jostling other people out of the way.
As for the minor furor that has swirled around some recently published books of autobiography that were subsequently revealed to contain substantial swaths of fiction, Bono says that hasn't been an issue within her pages.
People who read Tiny Lights will come to feel the sincerity of the narrator's stories. And so at this point, there may be some fudging with dates and times and can't quite remember what she was wearing, so I'm going to make something up. But I don't think that that compromises the integrity of the story.
Tiny Lights began back in 1995 with a small-scale essay contest and a vehicle to publish the winning entries. It has pretty much maintained a hand-to-press existence ever since. Despite rising paper, printing, and postage costs, Bono has resisted the economic incentives to move her journal online.
There are many fine online publications now, but I don't like to read from a computer screen. There's just something about being able to hold something in your hand. And when people tell me they read it in the bathroom or they tuck it in their cars to read while they're waiting while their kids are playing soccer, I think that that's a good thing.
She has, however, developed a website where overflow material, writing tips, and a discussion group now reside. It's also the home to instructions for the annual essay contest that Tiny Lights continues to sponsor, and which accounts for one of each year's issues. As editor, Bono also contributes a short essay of her own on the back page of each issue. Despite having created that forum for herself, she says she's more interested in what the other writers have to say.
I think I originally thought of it as a place to contain some of my own writing, but I've found over the years, to be honest, that as an editor, it's easier to tell other people what to do. And so I kind of enjoy pushing other people around and getting them to do all the hard work that I can then avoid in my own writing by facilitating others.
Tiny Lights will be among the many local literary practitioners who will fill Santa Rosa's Old Courthouse Square on Saturday for the annual Sonoma County Book Festival. But if you can't get there or can't wait, you'll find links and excerpts on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.